美国神韵国际艺术团结束了加拿大西部巡回演出的首站温哥华的演出后，将四度莅临加拿大能源中心卡尔加里市，于3月30号至4月1号在金喜剧院上演三场，再现纯真、纯善、纯美的中华正统文化与艺术。神韵第四年的到来，让卡尔加里市的民众再次沐浴在期盼的喜悦当中。
享誉世界的美国神韵艺术团过去连续三年在卡尔加里的演出，已经让这个世界能源中心、加拿大最富有的城市为之倾倒和陶醉。和往年一样，神韵演出主办方在演出前收到大量来自政界、艺术界、商界及社会名流的贺信，表达他们对神韵最美好的祝福和期盼能早日目睹神韵风采的心愿。加拿大总理哈珀及移民部长肯尼很早就发出贺信，预祝神韵世界巡回演出成功。加拿大外交部秘书、卡尔加里东区国会议员迪帕克·奥布莱在贺信中表示，毫无疑问，神韵世界巡回演出将为卡尔加里带来无法用价值衡量的文化体验。卡尔加里中区国会议员理查森表示，神韵艺术团通过舞蹈、音乐、演唱和神话故事，展现出中华文化的美丽和神奇。阿尔伯塔省官方反对党自由党领袖、卡尔加里山景区省议员大卫·斯旺博士高度赞誉神韵艺术家的艺术造诣和赞美神韵带来的普世价值。他表示，神韵已经真正的成为人类传播普世价值的希望，勇气和善良成为今天和未来的人类所必须遵循的主题。十多位来自卡尔加里选区的省议员和市议员相继发出贺信，祝贺演出取得成功，希望所有卡尔加里市民不要错过这一难得机会，去体验神韵独特的魅力。加拿大最大的商会之一，卡尔加里商会总裁兼首席执行官希瑟·道格拉斯代表超过3500个商会会员和全体员工发来贺信，他称赞神韵是一个伟大的奇观，不容错过，而神韵演出则成为卡尔加里升级为国际艺术中心的标志。2009年加拿大小姐、2010年北美小姐，阿万提制作公司总裁兼首席执行官阿贝尔·阿万提祝福美国神韵艺术团2010年世界巡回演出成功。阿万提在贺信中赞美美国神韵艺术团的表演触动人的心灵，是世上最纯净的艺术。卡尔加里艺术界包括来自卡尔加里大学艺术系教授珍妮·艾塞尔曼、加拿大联邦获奖艺术家玛利亚·彼得里切维奇、国际动画艺术节艺术总监斯坦·库克等相继发来贺信，表达自己对神韵的敬仰赞美之情。新唐人记者石原兰奇，卡尔加里报道。
刚刚结束了在温哥华的五场演出，美国神韵国际艺术团3月30号又来到加拿大阿尔伯塔省的能源重镇卡尔加里，期待了一年的卡城观众再次为神韵而倾倒。
春暖花开的时节，加拿大能源中心卡尔加里第四度迎来了神韵艺术团。春天的百花不仅开在了金喜剧院的舞台上，更开在了观众的心里。卡尔加里政界、商界、艺术界等多位名流观赏了神韵的首演。阿尔伯塔省省议员罗伯·安德森第一次看神韵，为其内涵而感动。
So it's a great story about the human spirit, and that even with all the the bad things that happen to people and the persecution that they have to endure, they still manage to live their faith in some way, and that's I think a pretty powerful message.
知名艺术家彼得·麦可沃从事戏剧教育近40年，一生获得无数艺术教育奖项。
I feel moved, I feel encouraged. I like to enjoy watching it, watching the artistry. Sometimes, like some of these, I don't attach a meaning to. Creative dances for the movement, dance drama tells the story. I like the story of the little girl.
商界人士也对神韵赞叹不已。
It's just so visually captivating. You can't help but be sucked into it.And by being sucked into it, then you just absorb the history of it. The show did a very good job of bringing it down, people coming down from the heavens, people working with the power of nature, and it's something that we just don't think about here.
华人观众再次能看到全新的神韵节目，欣喜之余，也为不能看到神韵的大陆同胞感到惋惜。
是，那是非常好的，尤其对于小孩子来说，因为他们在这里成长嘛，所以没有机会接触。那他一看到这个 picture 他就很喜欢，
我觉得很骄傲。我觉得这个这么好的表演了，应该其实 很遗憾不能在大陆让我们的广大的同胞观看。
神韵再次到来，令中西方观众感受到春天的气息，他们也希望和更多的人分享这份久违的感动。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团3月30号在加拿大卡尔加里的首场演出让艺术界人士大为惊叹，其中包括资深音乐家唐·坎贝尔。
资深音乐家坎贝尔是卡尔加里知名乐队埃斯特尔优雅音乐乐队的领队和创建人。第一次观看神韵，他完全被中国古典舞的身韵、身法和技巧深深吸引。
Dancers amazed me. I didn't realize that in Chinese dance that the footwork, which is very intricate, is very gender specific. Seeing the men leaping about the stage and the women virtually floating, their heads were dead still as they went across the stage. It was just an amazing how together they were and I was very, very impressed.
神韵艺术团的现场乐队伴奏和歌唱家的歌声也让这位音乐家激动得难以描述他的感受。
The music quality was excellent. The conductor was fabulous. My comment when I made a few words was how I wonder how they match her quality and the other two companies. It was very, very good, yeah.
坎贝尔希望中国和全世界的观众都能看到神韵。
The people in China who they want the message to go to are not hearing it. However, I think it's important to be spread around the world. So this is good.
Would you recommend?
Very much. I'm very happy I was informed about this.
他也期待明年再次观看神韵演出。新唐人记者朱峰、石原，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
加拿大卡尔加里艺术学院院长协同同行一起观赏了今年的神韵演出，几位艺术家各有感触，我们一起来听一听。
卡尔加里艺术学院院长戴尔·埃瑞克森对神韵中的舞蹈和音乐都非常赞赏，他说从中可以学到很多。
I can't believe how precise they are and how full of energy they are and how much enthusiasm they have.The music is delightful. The orchestra is doing a wonderful job. And the mix between the East and the West, I think we have a lot to learn from the Chinese culture here in Canada.
和艾瑞克森院长一行来的学院合唱团成员迪斯姆斯夫妇分别是男高音和女中音。两人提到神韵歌唱家时都啧啧称赞。
The two people that have sang so far, exquisite voices. They bring a lot to the show. It shows the talent.
I love the inflection of their voices and their ability to sing. Very, very stunning to listen to.
艾瑞克森院长也赞赏神韵通过表演艺术体现价值观。
I think the show brings very strong positive moral value for all cultures, and it's something we need. So I think it would be great for families to see.
新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大西部巡回演出的第二站阿尔伯塔省卡尔加里的演出引起了当地艺术界的关注，他们认为神韵舞蹈、音乐、服装等各方面的艺术价值之高是极为罕见的艺术珍品。请看报道。
2010年北美小姐、2009年加拿大小姐阿贝尔·阿范提也是一名演员，他说神韵的内涵之博大，艺术价值之高，让观众们收获颇丰。他也认为神韵舞蹈演员与众不同。
Oh, I love them. Yes, absolutely. I've watched so many productions and it was amazing to see the athleticism, but also really just the passion that they brought to the show today. You could feel their emotions come through. It's great.The production did have a lot of different messages in it, which I really liked, and I think a lot of the people coming to the show can take that home and use it in their own lives, and also understand a lot about what's going on in other parts of the world as well.
资深影视演员兼戏剧指导谭亚·卢可诺夫已是神韵粉丝。
Very high value. It's incredible with the costumes. The choreography is astounding. To be able to choreograph that many dancers on stage. And in a very poignant and a very, very beautiful way, a very soft, very gentle way.
在卢可诺夫的眼里，神韵打动人心之处在哪里呢？
Because it touches our innermost sensibility for freedom and justice. And that we feel for people that go through injustice. You see, it brings me emotional right away, because it is, so real.
卡城 FM 94.7广播电台的节目主持人曼德尼，全家人都特别喜欢神韵。
Very beautiful, so softly, so nice and kind and, you know, very nice. And the, what they were dressing and the dresses, very beautiful. Very nice performance. Tomorrow we'll be talking about this show on the radio show, so it's gonna be fun.
星期四，卡尔加里惊喜剧院还将演出第三场，也是最后一场神韵晚会。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团3月31号在卡尔加里的第二场演出在热烈的掌声中落幕，中西方观众为灿烂的中华传统文化深深陶醉。来听一听部分华人观众的反馈。
卡尔加里的华裔观众看到西方人对弘扬中华文化的神韵演出无比喜爱，感到特别自豪。
是今天晚上我觉得非常那个 surprise， 因为我通常去看这些表演大部分都是中国人，可是今天晚上都是哇很多外国人，大概80%都是外国人，所以我觉得非常的有意思，我觉得非常非常骄傲。
Feeling good， 然后即系唐人嘅 show 咧，即系好应该嚟呢度咧，俾多啲外国人睇啦吓，咁佢知道中国啲文化。
定居卡尔加里的著名民主人士、天安门三君子之一鲁德成已是第四年观看神韵。
西人他们看到了中国的那一种传统文化里面的那一些东西啊，他如果看懂了这一个韩信的那一个故事的话，其实他就可以说是很大程度上就了解了中国人，就是这是中国人的一种内在的东西吧。
他认为神韵艺术团入港受阻，证明中共非常害怕恢复传统的神韵演出。
这恰恰证明了中共的那一种虚弱。他正因为他是一个假大空，而这一个优秀传统文化的他的展现，如果要是在香港的那样的去进入到香港华人社会的话，那么中国人他一直在打压封锁这些真相，那么这些东西他是自然的，他必然的会走挡，他有一种恐惧感。但是我相信在不久的将来，中国大陆的民众会一睹神韵的风采的。
新唐人记者朱峰、石原，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
国际动画艺术节的艺术总监库克观看了卡尔加里的神韵压轴演出，他特别喜欢将三维立体天幕运用于舞台表演的手法，演出也给他灵感和启发。
国际动画艺术节的艺术总监库克女士也是电影制作人，她认为立体动态天幕和色彩为神韵演出增色。
Oh, it's really cool. Actually, it's a festival of masks and puppetry, so it includes animation. I like the way the backgrounds interact with the actors. The projected backgrounds are very alive and they're moving and they affect what's happening on the stage. The color is crazy. There's so much color on the stage and it's extremely choreographed, so they're very precisely choreographed and all the color is moving together andIt's gorgeous.
库克女士得到了什么样的启发呢？
There's so much in it that's about persevering, that these beliefs have persevered through all kinds of trials and tribulations and come down through the ages, and that's always very inspiring.
库克还透露了晚会最打动她的部分。
I found it really moving, the pieces that were about modern day China and how people aren't allowed to practice faith. So,It's kind of unfathomable in Canada because we have so much freedom of expression and freedom of spirituality, and so to realize that's still going on, it was kind of very very strong feelings.
库克用专业和完美来形容整场演出。
It's very professional, very beautiful, and the choreography is all very perfect.
新唐人记者朱峰、石原，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
四月一日晚，在加拿大卡尔加里的最后一场神韵晚会结束后，本台记者邂逅了从千里外赶来观看演出的一家人。全家人究竟有什么样的收获呢？一起来看一看。
兰伯特先生在阿尔伯塔省伯尼维尔市拥有一家著名的建筑公司，一家人开车近七个小时赶到卡尔加里观看神韵晚会。
Well, we loved it. It was well worth coming. It was very high. The energy was very beautiful. The whole flow of it was really beautiful.
兰伯特先生感觉到神韵让人得到升华。
Well, you just feel it's very high, and it raises you up, and it fills you with beauty, which is very good because we need beauty. We need more beauty in the world.
女儿特蕾莎是一位心理咨询专家。他认为神韵纯净的美唤醒了人们对本应拥有的美好生活的记忆，给人带来希望。
The purity was just stunning. Made me cry, actually. It's so beautiful. It's almost sacred. It's just very touching. So I think it connects us to who we are and reminds us, you know, what life is really about, maybe.
兰伯特太太退休前是一位精神科理疗医师，她从神韵中看到了超越东西方的普世价值。
Honor, beauty, and the importance of the divine in our lives.
新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
加拿大阿尔伯塔省的一位省议员是第二年观看神韵演出了，他惊叹于神韵艺术团每年都制作出富有创意的全新节目，并认为全世界都应该拥抱神韵。
2010年的神韵节目再次令加拿大阿尔伯塔省省议员大卫斯旺感到不可思议。
The top of anything I've seenYes, I've seen lots of productions. This is the top. I was equally impressed. All new, very, very creative and wonderful talent, all of them. I was so impressed with every part of it.
斯旺尤其认同在舞台上表现当代中国现实的艺术手法。
And standing up for human rights, for freedom of speech, for freedom of religion,this is something Canadians want to do. So you are reminding us that we have a responsibility to other countries to help them to stand up for their rights and freedoms as well. So thank you for touching the head and the heart and the conscience for human rights.
斯旺还认为全世界都会拥抱神韵。
I think the world is ready for this. People all over the world are demanding their rights.And wanting to protect others who are not being protected, extend the common bonds of humanity and freedom and peace to everywhere. So those three companies, I hope, are going to be well supported in every country they go to.
新唐人记者朱峰、石原，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大西部巡回演出的第二站卡尔加里的三场演出于4月1日晚在金喜剧院圆满落幕，这是神韵第四度莅临石油重镇卡城，新老观众都感到耳目一新，请看报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团携全新节目来到卡尔加里，观众们对这台世界一流的演出各有感触。
Artistically, how they can just get into the emotion of the songs and dance that they are doing. So far, my favorite is the tenor and the soprano singer. So that's been most enjoyable. The voices are just superb. And
there's a lot to take from the show. And I mean, it's musical, yet it's very creative and it's very spiritual.
A celebration, but with a conscience, and the sense of reminding people of the values, at what at the end boils down to basic fundamental values. And I think it gets into the aspect that one has to go into the history one has to get into the core values as to where it comes from.
I will go again. Actually, my parents live in Regina, so I might have to tell them to go next week.
海外华人看到演出中的历史故事和神话传说，感觉特别亲切。
武松打虎，这是一个非常典型的中国特色的故事。还有就是青藏高原的舞蹈，以及男高声的演唱，也是非常具有中国的特色的。
It's lucky to see this.
大家都熟悉这种传统的这个中国的一个舞蹈，搬到舞台上来，我觉得很有特点。啊，又能特别启发你这个人的话呢，哎，什么是一个正义的。
对于目前香港和大陆两地看不到神韵，新老观众都抱有很大的期待。
我觉得海外的话，好多大多数华人的话都基本上都很欣赏这个节目啊。那我还希望将来能够到香港去演，哎，将来我能够有一天到香港我也去看一下，那更好了。
I would be the first one to join you guys if this show really made it China.Definitely.
美国神韵国际艺术团结束了在加拿大卡尔加里的三场演出后，接下来他们将前往加拿大西部巡回演出的第三站——萨省的首府里贾纳演出。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大卡尔加里报道。
拥有“翡翠城”美称的美国西雅图市是美国西北部的艺术文化中心。3月23号的晚上，神韵国际艺术团在市中心的派瑞梦剧院为当地民众呈现了一场璀璨的中国古典舞乐演出。下面请看来自当地的报道。
这是神韵第四度来到西雅图，他跨越时空，引领观众走进中华5000年的神传文明。神韵优美的演出让观众们看得目不转睛。出生于俄罗斯的提安娜·格洛曾是一名奥林匹克级的艺术体操教师，他说他被神韵艺术家用心灵的演出深深打动。
It's amazing. I cut today some kind of spirit. I can't explain what kind of spirit, but my soul is wanna cry, I wanna love.
当地戏剧制作者沙朗·格兰兹在看完整场演出后高度赞赏中西乐器合璧的神韵艺术乐队。
The combination of East and West musical instruments was amazing to listen to, and it was so beautifully performed, and it was enchanting. It was just the way it was so easy to be taken away, even just by the music, let alone the beautiful stuff on stage.
The background, very very effective. I like that very much. You know, it's like using the modern technology, you know, incorporating to the tradition, and that's really brilliantly done, and that's really great. I love it. Yeah.
以上是新唐人记者任君、钱章西雅图采访报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在美国西雅图的两场演出引起了当地观众的热烈反响。我们来看看发自西雅图的报道。
神韵在西雅图的两场演出在观众热烈的掌声中圆满地落下了帷幕。舞蹈家珍妮佛·劳斯表示，这是他第一次观赏中国古典舞，他对演出中所诠释的故事情节特别有感触。
Music and dance and singing are a way that people can express themselves rather than words, and it tells a story that sometimes words can't tell, so I think it's a really powerful tool to use.
细心的珍妮佛也留意了神韵艺术家举手投足之间的韵味。
I particularly enjoy watching their faces, and you can kind of tell how they're feeling about their dancing by their faces, and they have a very pleasant smile about it. And there's just watching their feet too, kind of how there's a rhythm and a pattern to how they walk.
刚看完演出的音乐家玛格丽特·天德门斯。对神韵的完美演出赞不绝口。
Oh, it's a wonderful show. It was really transporting. It's really delightful. Just everything. It's so varied and so beautiful, very touching. And I think with a show like this, you're in awe of the visuals and of the wonderful dancing and the acrobatics and the costumes, but also the deeper meaning of the show and of the dances of the music really was wonderful.
神韵国际艺术团现已前往加拿大，他将在温哥华的伊丽莎白女皇剧院为当地民众带来5场演出。 以上是新唐人记者润君前章采访报道。
神韵已是第四次莅临美国西雅图，越来越多的西雅图居民向朋友们推荐神韵一定要看。神韵所展现的正统中华文化的精髓，深深地触动着人们对美好的向往。
盖尔威市华裔副市长兼市议员李瑞麟去年看过神韵后，即赞美神韵是部历史巨作。今次再看神韵，由衷觉得神韵演出所展现的普世价值，应受极力推崇，让世界社会变得美好和谐。
I think if you look deep into it, you know, it tells about human frailty and the meaning of life, why we live in this passing world. And I think it's important that we do the right things and we are honest and we.Do what's right for everyone, for us and for other people. So I think this is a very universal theme of, how people should behave.
曾是家喻户晓的前著名电影演员卡洛琳·格瑞斯，也是看完第一次《神韵》后深受着迷，而再度观看《神韵》。
The lantern dance, oh, it was fabulous. And I just love the flowing sleeves. Oh my gosh, that was so gorgeous. And you know, the classical Chinese dance has every single finger movement, every arm, everything has a statement. I mean, it's so graceful and it's so polished that these young people are just so full of energy and you can see they're just bubbling over with talent. The colors of the costumes, the background, it all blends in and it becomes this one beautiful epiphany of what this show is all about. I love it.
格瑞斯感觉到神韵的内涵净化人心，令人思想境界得到提升，并感叹如此美好的文化与传统竟无法在中国演出。
What the Chinese people at this point in time are facing.And they're repressed. They're not able to really enjoy their religious beliefs or even a legend or tradition or a culture. And this shows us, this show makes it very, very plain that they are in need of change.
这是新唐人记者在西雅图的采访报道。